The Abu Sayyaf group, which is linked to the al-Qaeda terror network, claimed responsibility for the February 14th bus attack, as well as bombings in two southern towns the same day. The Makati City Court convicted Filipinos Gamal Bahoran and Angelo Trinidad, who are suspected members of the Abu Sayyaf group and who admitted to multiple murder charges. The court also convicted an Indonesian named Oni Romat, who is described as a leader of the regional terrorist group Jamaah Islamiyah. However, Romat pleaded not guilty. Authorities say several dozen Indonesian militants have been involved in training local guerrillas in the southern Philippines in bomb-making and plotting attacks. The island of Mindanao is a key area for such training. Ramon Casiple of the Institute for Political and Electoral Reform says the pattern is clear.
It has been confirmed time and again, whenever incidents, including, of course, our own incidents of kidnapping and terrorism, even here in Manila, are traceable to Mindanao-based training, which are given not only to Filipinos, but Indonesians and even Malaysians.
Mr. Casiple says Mindanao is vulnerable to such activities because it is politically unstable and has a long shoreline that is difficult to police.
The problem actually is that Mindanao is a war zone. We have an internal conflict there. The hold of the government over certain areas of Mindanao are really not that solid. It's a porous area. People from Indonesia and Malaysia can go to provinces in Mindanao through the seas.
Mindanao is home to the bulk of the Muslim community in the Philippines, which has a predominantly Christian population. It is one of the poorest areas in the country. Islamic militants have fought a separatist war there for 3 decades, although recent peace negotiations have been making headway. Analysts say Abu Sayyaf and Jamaah Islamiyah have capitalized on the political instability and discontent on the island to strengthen their ranks. Although Abu Sayyaf says it is fighting to create a Muslim homeland, it is best known for a series of dramatic kidnappings for ransom and murders. Jamaah Islamiyah, which is based in Indonesia, has been implicated in several deadly bombings in Indonesia, including 2 attacks on the tourist island of Bali. The United States has provided aid and military training to the Philippines over the past several years as Manila tries to crack down on militant groups. The last execution in the Philippines was carried out in January 2000. However, Chief Public Attorney Persida Acosta says death sentences are handed down monthly for crimes such as murder and child rape. Douglas Faction for VOA News, Manila.